This past week has been so painful for me. Emotionally, mainly, but also physically. But I've had peace through it. And because I know you are going to go through difficulties, I'm going to go through more difficulties in my life, I wanted to talk about what is this peace that we can have during the painful, the gut-wrenching times in our lives. You know, how do we get it? And how do we create a life we love during these difficult, horrible times in our lives? May seem that way in the moment. Now, to start this off, I wanted to touch on Philippians. Oh, everything's flying. Philippians 4:11 through 13. Now, I'm just going to paraphrase this, but what Paul is saying is that he knows how to live on almost nothing or with everything. He knows how to be content in every circumstance. He says that he's learned the secret to living in every situation. You know, he can be on a full stomach or empty, and he can be with plenty or little because he can do everything through Christ who gives him strength. Now, to talk about how we get this peace, I'm going to rewind a little bit in my story before this week. We're going to rewind about, let's see, 3-ish, 4 years ago when I first understood what having a relationship with God was like, or was first introduced to it. So, a little bit of my story, if you don't know, I was raised a Christian and I strayed away from my faith in about middle school, early high school, because I thought it was the cool thing to do. I didn't think it was cool to believe in God or rely on someone. And everyone that I admired and looked up to didn't believe in God. And that made me feel like I didn't have to either. What I didn't see was those people were struggling immensely, but it's besides the point. So anyway, fast forward, or rewind a little bit back into my life. About 4 years ago, I met someone who I was interested in at the time, and he had a relationship with God. And that intrigued me a little bit because I was like, I want that. I want what he has. And time goes on, I'm really struggling with insecurities, body dysmorphia, disordered eating, you name it. So many just struggles, depression, anxiety, and I was really at rock bottom, just ready to give up. And that's when I really turned to God. I feel like God kind of just picked me up in that moment, sent someone into my life who could speak to me and who could reach me because I didn't want to hear it from anyone who was older than me, my parents. I did not care. Even though I was raised a Christian, I was like, I don't want anything to do with this anymore. But then this guy came into my life and I was interested. And that made me interested in what he had to say. So I started reading the Old Testament. Now, if you're new to the Bible, the Old Testament is a little bit of a difficult place to start. The New Testament, I always recommend to start in the Gospels. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And this is going to teach you about Jesus' life. It's going to tell you why he came to save us, and ultimately, you know, how that works. So quickly after realizing the Old Testament was not a good place to start, I went to the New Testament and, you know, I knew some biblical stories because I was raised Christian, but I really knew that I needed to start in the New Testament after starting the Old Testament. So anyway, from there, I was reading the Bible every day, but I still had, well, not every day. Let me just, I was reading the Bible here and there, but I still had one foot in the world and one foot out. But the issue is, whenever you do that, you're not going to find true peace. So this meaning, you know, people who are partaking in activities that are going to lead to not so great things, and, you know, you're participating with them. And that's what I was doing. And so I didn't have that full peace because I was not devoted to God completely. And this is a process. I'm not saying, you know, one day you wake up and everything's great. You know, you're following God with all you have. It could work that way, actually, but not all the time. But from here, I started going to church more, and I was trying to tear down the walls of resentment that I had. I did have a lot of resentment towards God and towards the church, really. And so I was kind of just making myself go and get over that, because I know maybe if you're like me, you stumble across some like Christian podcast or a book or like an influencer, and you're like, this is a little bit cringy. Like, I don't like that. And maybe you've been church hurt, you know? Maybe the people at the church hurt you, but that's not what Jesus is like. He was hurt by people. And so he knows what it feels like to be hurt by people. So if that's you, you know, you're kind of like, you swore off the church. You're like, no, I'm not going back to the church because I'm hurt from the church. The church is not always an accurate representation of Jesus, unfortunately, because we live in a fallen world. And then fast forward a little bit, I started struggling with severe back pain. And I'm talking about, well, let me just paint a picture for you. So I was down in the gym one day and I felt a little, you know, pain in my back. I'm like, that's weird. And so I don't really think much about it. I, you know, continue what I'm doing. And days go on, weeks go on, and I have this immense pain. And this pain is like an aching, squeezing, piercing, stabbing, burning, it just everything, every pain you can imagine just in my lower back. And then it got so bad that I couldn't sit for more than 30 minutes, where I couldn't bend down and tie my shoes without pain in my back, where every workout I had, I was in pain. Every time I sat in a chair, I was in pain. Fast forward about 3 years later, I still battle this. And it was really hard for me to see at the time why I was going through this pain. You know, I was just so confused as to why this was happening to me when I was actively pursuing God. And the thing is, we will never have all the answers, but to just go on with this story, found out that I have Lyme disease from getting bit by a tick when I was younger. So that's a little fact about me. But from this painful experience, it has brought me so close to God. Because during my weakest moments, when my body is just in so much pain, I have looked to God and realized that we will not have peace unless we go to Him. So I wanted to talk about some of the ways that I have tried to find peace in other areas of my life that weren't God. So first, I tried to find peace in my appearance. This is actually the main one, but yeah, I tried to find peace in my appearance. I tried to control what I ate to a T so I could look better, so I could look thinner, so I would love myself more, which didn't work. I, you know, restricted what I ate and I wasn't happy. I didn't have peace. So then I was like, let me see if I can lift a lot of weight in the gym, you know? Let me see if I can get better at that. So I tried doing that. I tried putting my worth in the numbers that I could lift, and I didn't have peace. There was just something so unsettled in my heart and so on edge all the time. And so then I was like, okay, let me just get as muscular as possible. You know, I don't have to be the strongest in the room, but let me just like get pretty muscular. So then I, you know, flexed all the time at the gym and in online, on social media. And, you know, anytime I walked past a mirror, I would body check. I was just obsessed with that. I was obsessed with eating a lot so I could gain more muscle and, you know, taking all the things, not just natural things, so you know. But I was obsessed with that because I thought that I would find peace in my appearance. That's not true, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, actually. But that's not true. And so then I was like, okay, trying to find peace in guys. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need to be in a relationship. So trying to seek that out in my life. And not really like pursuing guys, you know, but like making myself available, right? You know, but that's okay because I'm not like really going for it. I'm just making myself available. And that didn't bring me peace. And a few months ago, I really figured out why I was not having this peace. And it's because I was placing or trying to put all these things in my heart to fill the void. Even though for the past maybe 2-ish, 3 years, I have been following God, I have not felt the peace that He gives until the past few months. And this is because I wasn't following Him with my whole heart, with my whole self, dedicating myself to Him. Like I said, I was placing this peace or trying to place other things to fill that void. And this is me being saved, me accepting Jesus into my heart and still trying to do this, still thinking God isn't enough. And I feel like that's what a lot of us do. We're like, oh yes, I have God, but like, I also want to have a relationship, you know? You know, I want like a guy that's there for me or a girl, you know, that's there for me. I don't want to be completely alone, you know? Or we're like, well, yeah, I have God, but I also have to do all of these things to change my body because I just hate the way my body looks, you know? I gotta change everything about it. And well, I still have God, but I have Him, but I need more, you know? I need more followers on social media. I need more validation from guys. I need all of this, you know? And that was like my mindset. Everything I'm describing, like, that was what I thought. God was first in my life, is what I said. But He was also the first to go. If I woke up late and didn't have time to read my Bible and go to the gym, I'd be like, okay, I'll read the Bible later. I'm going to go to the gym. I'll pray later. I'm going to go to the gym. You know, He was the first, I said, but He was also the first to go. And that is really sad. And that never gave me true peace. So the past few months, I've really been changing my perspective. And I had been in a relationship up until a week ago. I may look good now, but let me just tell you, a lot of tears, a lot of pain, and still dealing with that pain, but I trust the Lord through it. But anyway, I did not feel peace in this past relationship. And there are a few reasons. The relationship was everything I ever prayed for. Centered on God. But the issues lied in where my heart was, that I didn't have enough time in my life between relationships to really dedicate myself to God. And so although I said God is first in my life, I also was like, well, God is first, but I need a relationship. And maybe you feel that too, like I said earlier. Although it was very godly and, you know, we were both on fire for the Lord and still are, there was a lack of peace because we were both struggling with things and we needed to address them alone and making God first in that process. So because there was not peace in that relationship and you cannot manufacture peace, things had to end. And that was so heartbreaking because it wasn't something I wanted or both of us wanted. It was something that we had to obey. We had to be like, okay, God, we hear you and we're going to follow what you want for us. And so this past week, it was a struggle. It still is. And I still feel that pain. But I have found peace in the pain because I know that even though I feel this way, doesn't mean that God isn't working. If we look at the book of Job in the Bible, which I've been reading quite a bit, if we look at the book of Job, Satan, the devil, and God have a conversation in the very beginning. And Satan says that Job only worships God and praises Him because of all the good that God has given to Job. He's blessed him abundantly. So God allows Satan to take Job's things away, his blessings away. And so he does that. And Job is in so much pain. But he doesn't deny that God exists. He does not deny that, you know, God is king. He does complain. He's confused by this whole thing that's going on, why his children are dying, why everything in his life is leaving, why he has illnesses, why he's physically, mentally just in so much pain. And then at the end of the book, God asks him, when Job goes to God and says, you know, why, this doesn't make sense, you're not being fair. God says, do you really understand how everything in this world works? Were you here from the beginning? You know, did you create the oceans? Did you create the sky, these animals? And God tells Job that because Job is trying to understand something that he will never understand because he has a finite mind. Like, he cannot, and we do too, because we're human. We cannot see all the things that God sees. And because of that, we may struggle to understand why we're struggling at the moment. We may struggle to understand why we're struggling, you know? All I can do is grow stronger, grow my faith stronger, and grow closer to the Lord. That is all I can do. And so that's what I've been doing. And let me tell you what that has consisted of. That's consisted of me checking my heart posture behind social media. You know, why am I doing this? And I realized there was a lot of pride behind that, which I imagine is very common. I heard something the other day where it was talking about social media, like it's all about me, which is unfortunate. And so I've asked the Lord to change my heart, to take away any desires that are mine, and to only put the desires that He has for me in my heart. And that hasn't been easy, but I know that the only way I'm going to get true peace is by surrendering everything to Him. What else does that mean? Well, this past week, I've been waking up and going straight to my Bible, not making the excuse of, oh, well, I have to answer this text message, or, well, I could go on social media, not making the excuse of, well, I'm going to fall asleep while I'm reading the Bible, so I just shouldn't read the Bible. That's okay. Get some coffee, you know, get something to wake you up. And that's what I was doing. So I stopped making those excuses and I just decided I'm going to read the Bible. I'm just going to read the Bible and I'm going to pray. And before this past week, I was still on fire for God. But when you are put in a place of pain, you can either do one of two things: completely reject God and be angry at Him, or become closer to Him. So I chose to become closer because I realized that I cannot be angry at a God who knows what's best for me. I cannot be angry at my God who sees everything and I see nothing. I don't see what tomorrow's going to bring. I have no clue what the next few minutes are going to bring. So why do I know what's best for me? I don't. And so I've been praying every morning, reading my Bible for, you know, at least an hour. During my lunch break at work, I'm reading the Bible. Anytime I want to go onto my phone and scroll on social media, I decide to pull up a little Bible Project video. Bible Project is amazing, and they have these really cool animated videos where you can just learn about the Bible. And so I've just been completely changing my routine, changing the way I do things, so that God is first and not first to go when things get busy, when things get hard, you know? And anytime I find myself getting worked up and, you know, focusing on the past or the future, I focus myself on where my feet are. I see in my mind me being right next to Jesus, giving Him a hug, you know, feeling His presence, and making Him first in my life. I know it is so, so easy when the second, you know, things get hard to blame someone else and to blame God and to be like, how could you do this to me? Why would you do this? But just like the story of Job, Job didn't see the conversation Satan and God had. He didn't see that God allowed Satan to tempt him, to take away everything. And so Job was a righteous man, it says in the book. He didn't sin. And, you know, before that point. So it wasn't his sins that made him suffer these consequences. And so there can be a variety of reasons as to why we struggle. We could struggle because of the consequences for our actions. Maybe, you know, you've hung out with a really bad crowd. You have that free will, and that led you to do some not great things. And maybe now you have a lot of emotional pain, a lot of physical pain from, you know, a relationship that you thought was cool, and so you decided to get into because your friends told you to, you know? But then maybe it isn't consequential suffering. Maybe it's just because we live in a fallen world and these things happen. But God can use it for something amazing. And that's the incredible thing about this. Regardless of why we're suffering, we don't need to know. Job never figured out why he was suffering in the end of the book, but he was okay with it. We don't have to know why we're struggling, but we do have to remember that God is in control of it all. He can use this bad for something amazing. And so this past week with, you know, this relationship ending, I'm realizing that this is giving me an opportunity to fully devote myself to God and to really soak in all his love. However you're struggling right now, whether it's something physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, look to God. It may be really hard. Maybe you're angry at him, like I said earlier, but that won't make anything better, because where you find true peace is by being on fire for God. This past week, I haven't wanted to watch shows on TV to numb the pain. I haven't wanted to go to the gym to numb the pain. I've wanted to read my Bible and feel the emotions and feel this agony, because I know that something amazing can blossom out of that, and that is my relationship with God growing stronger. Like, I can confidently say I would not be able to sit here right now and do this if I did not have God. But I am having the strength of God just work through me. And so that's what we have to look to. We have to realize that we cannot manufacture peace. We can't get it on our own. We have to look to God. We cannot have one foot in the world, one foot, you know, with God. It won't work like that. You cannot serve two masters. You gotta go full on to God if you want to feel that true peace. And I'm not saying you won't struggle, because I'm literally right here struggling, you know? But I will say that if you fully commit your life to God, you will feel that peace in every circumstance. Like Paul says in Philippians 4, you will feel God's love, you will feel his strength work through you despite the challenging times. And so that's really what I wanted to leave you with today. If you're struggling, if you are going through a season of uncertainty, look to God. That is where you should find true peace. Stop trying to fill the void with anything else in this world, whether it's food, relationships, shows, addictions. Look to God, and look to other people who can help you look to God, because that can also help, you know, mentors, counselors, people on social media, maybe me, you know. So I hope that this was able to provide some encouragement to you. I'm really, really thankful for you listening and tuning into this first video episode. So that's pretty cool, huh? If you did enjoy this podcast, be sure to follow the podcast, subscribe if you're on YouTube, leave a comment if anything resonated with you, if there's any questions you have. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this. And remember, we cannot manufacture peace. We get it from the Lord. And that is how we truly create a life we love, by being content in every circumstance by God alone. That's it. But thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time.